This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, thank you everybody for giving me a few moments here. On Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, the Gemara was addressing the following possibility where Abaye was of the opinion that Rabbi Yochanan says, Bias Mubaris is a Bia, Chalitzas Mubaris is a Chalitza. And Rish Lakir says, Bias Mubaris, Loishma Bia, Chalitza Mubaris, Loishma Chalitza. Rava says, that is what Rava held. Rava held that Rabbi Yochanan holds they're both good, and Rish Lakish says they're both not good. And Abaye switched. He said, Bia, everyone holds. Bia, Smubaris, Loishma Bia. The Machloikis is about Chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan says it's good. Rish Lakish says it's not good. To which Rava asked, is it to Abaye, Rava asked, that doesn't make any sense. Because kol sha'ilu li'ibam, ilu chalitza. If you could do yibam, you could do chalitza. If you can't do yibam, you can't do chalitza. So if everybody agrees, bias mu'beres lo yishma bia, everybody should agree, chalitzas mu'beres lo yishma chalitza. So the question is, what did Abaye hold? Abaye knew the klal of kol sha'ilu li'ibam, ilu chalitza, kol sha'ino li'ibam, ino ilu chalitza. But apparently Abaye held, you could say, the bia is no good, the chalitza is good. So Toisus, the bottom Toisus, it's one line. He says that in Abaye's opinion, that everyone said not to do the bia because we don't want you to come to Isser, because again, you know, she might be pregnant with a Ben Kayama. So it's like a precaution. But Chalitza is a Shaila. And Rava asks, what do you mean? If you can't do Yibum, then you shouldn't be able to do Chalitza. So all the Achroinim ask, when I say all, I mean Rabbi Chanan in the Kavitz Ha'aras, in Simin Lamed Ches, and also Shalos Teshuvos Oineg Yom Tov, in Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin, I believe. They are of the opinion. They ask the following question. What in the world is going on? Don't you remember Daf Chaf? What's the halacha if an almana falls to a kohen gadol? So almana to a kohen gadol is a lav asay. So a kohen gadol can't do yibam because ain't asay do chalitza asay v'asay, but it has to do chalitza. Hey, what happened? Kol she'ino olal yibam, ain't olal chalitza. So you'll ask, hey Rabbi Chanan, what's that got to do with our gemara? That's stamakasha. Why are nothing to do with anything we said? If there's a rule of koshe in oliva in oli chalitza, then why is chayve lava asay not oli liyibum and oli chalitza? Nothing to do with what our Gemara said. So if you remember, because we learned that the din of koshe in oli liyibum in oli chalitza is only if you're an erva. So if you're an erva, if you're not oli liyibum, you're not oli chalitza. But chayve lava asay is not an erva. It's just there's an asay who isha b'psula yikach, and you can't take an almana, so she's not an erva. So we don't apply koshe eno elalim eno lechalitza. But our gemara is the problem because our gemara is applying koshe eno elalim eno lechalitza to a non erva. A muberes is not an erva. Turns out she's not a ben. The kid is not a ben kayama. So fine, you don't say a gloy mil salam afreya, but she's not an erva. V'haraya. In Reish Lakish, when the kid dies, you do Yibam again. And we don't say that, oh, the first time you lived with an Eishes Ach, and we should say Nesra. No, nobody says there's an Erva over here. And the Gemara is applying Kol She'ein Oil Lima, Ein Oil Chalitza, to a non-Erva. Yet we know from Chai Ve'lav Aseh that Kol She'ein Oil Lima, Ein Oil Chalitza, does not apply to a non-erva. In other words, the question is, we've already established that kol she'eino olim eino olal chalitza is only for arayos, not for situations that you can't do yibam. We learned that from Chai V'lav Aseh. So why don't we say here also, Rava, what are you talking about? Kol she'eino olim eino olal chalitza. There's no erva over here. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So I'm just going to tell you the answer outside. Rabbi Chanan says there are two dinim, an kol she'eino olal libam, eino olal chalitza. One is by Chayve Krisos, since there's no Zika, so there's no Zika for Yibum, there's no Zika for Chalitza. That's one din. Now that doesn't apply to Chayve Lava Asay. Because Chayve Lava Asay, there's no Chayve Krisos, there's no Zika buster there. There's another din. That when there is Zika, but you can't do Yibum, because the act of Yibum won't be effective, then Chalitza won't help either. So Chai Ve'lav Aseh, you know why you do Chalitza? Because there's no Zika for Yibum. I mean, they're two distinct dinim of Kosheh Eino Elim Eino L'Chalitza. One is, if there's no Zika at all because there's Chai Ve'Krisos. And that is for Arayos. And then there is, if there is Zika, but you can't do Yibum because of a side reason, then we say Kol She'en Ol Yibum in Ol Chalitza. Chai Ve'lav and Ma'aseh, there's just no Zika for Yibum because the Aseh can't push off a Lava Aseh. But there is Zika for Chalitza. So in other words, there's a concept you could have Zika for Chalitza and no Zika for Yibum. But in Muberes, there is Zika for Yibum. It's just you can't do it, because you can't take the chance. So when there is Zika, and you can't do it, then we say, Kol She'en Olim Eino L'Chalitza. And I'm going to give you a very interesting example. This we'll see inside. Any kings in the shir? I'm very into kings lately. A lot of the Chumash shirim are about kings. But I didn't have anything to say this week, so I got into the Eon shir. Okay, quick king business. Any kings in the shir right now? Yeah, I didn't think so. Ishtoi shel melech eino nevelas la'achil olam. The wife of a king nobody can live with ever again. Even King B can't marry the Amana or Grusha of King A. Fine. Aser l'roysoi kishu aram. You're not to see a king when he bathes and he's undressed. You can't see a king when he takes a haircut. You can't see a king in the bathhouse. You can't see a king wiping. And a king can't do chalitza. Says the Rambam, since he can't do chalitza, he can't do yibam. Since a king can't do chalitza, a king can't do yibam. If the king's brother died, the king doesn't do yibam. Says the Rambam, v'chein in meis hu, if a king dies, since he can't be yabim his wife, right? If a king dies, you can't be yabim his wife. Why? Because there's halacha, no one's allowed to marry the wife of a king. Kach in cholzenla, you can't give her chalitza. So what does she do? She remains zakuk her whole life. You hear this? A king dies without kids, his wife is up the creek without a paddle. Why? Because he can't do yibum. Why? Because we said you're not allowed to marry ishtoi shel melech. So do chalitza. No, the Rambam says, since he can't do yibum, he can't do chalitza. I asked Rabbi Chanan, what do you mean? Chai ve'lavin va'aseh, you can't do yibum, you could do chalitza. So why don't we say the same thing with eshes ha'melech? Can't do yibum, so do chalitza. It's a pashat akasha. Rav Nassim, what do you want to say?
What does chalitza help if she can't marry anybody else?
What does chalitza help if she can't marry anyone anyway, huh? She's not zakuk. What's an afkamina?
Yeah.
What's an afkamina of giving chalitza if she can't marry anybody anyway? The nafkamina, I guess, would be if she did marry someone, she's not violating the Zika. Okay, I hear. The question is better than the answer.
What if she's a basket?
What if... there's no way, Asi, that the Yavama is a Baskayin. Yes, yeah, so what?
So if she's... Uh, if she's a chalutza. What about eating truma?
Chalutza could eat truma. Okay, here you're going, but okay, we'll have to think about it. But Lamaisa, Rabbi Chanan's kasha is, I don't understand. Chayve lava asay, she can't do yim, she can do chalitza. So why can't Eishes Melech? Okay, you can't do yim, let her do chalitza. Says Rabbi Chanan, from here we see there's a second din of kol she'en oil yibam, en oil chalitza. One din is that if you're not oil yibam because you're chayve krisos, you're not zakuk, there's no zika, so you're not oil chalitza. There's another din. This woman is zakuk. It's just there's a side reason why you can't do yibam. So if a woman who is zakuk, with a side reason you can't do yibam, she's not oil chalitza like a muberes. Eishes chayvelav asay, she's not zakuk to yibam because en asay doy chalois asay v'asay. That's Rabbi Chanan split. Lamaisa, I'll read to you the Ramban. The Ramban does not say like Rabbi Chanan. And maybe we'll leave it at that. Says the Holy Ramban, Ibias Mubarashma Bia Chalitzas Mubarashma Chalitza. If the Bia is good, the Chalitza should be good. If the Bia is not good, the Chalitza shouldn't be good. Perosh. Di Mishum Isser Sveika. If there's an Isser Sveika, Kivan Sha'avar Obala, Amailai Niftarat Sara. If the Bia is good, then the Chalitza should be good. Here's the Ramban's Kasha. Why do we say that the bia is not good? Why do we say if the bia is not good, the chalitz is not good? But chai ve'lav va'asei, if you do bia loikana, but they need chalitza. So we see, kol she'en oil libam, you could be oil l'chalitza, right? That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. So the kasha, the achroinim, was already asked in the rishonim. The Ramban says an interesting thing. Hasam iser davar acher garam la. There, a side iser is causing it. V'rachmana Rabinu, and the Torah included it. Aval hacha im kishi muberes ein roi liyibam. But over here, if when she's muberes, she's not roi for yibam. Shem ba'al aloi kana. Im kein eishas ach shaloi b'mekam mitzvahi. Then she's an eishes ach ulchalitza nami loichazia. By chai ve'lavin va'asei, it's a side reason. So the Torah included her for chalitza, but here if she's not roy for yibum, so she's an eishes ach shaloi b'makoy mitzvah. Now wait a second, is she an eishes ach shaloi b'makoy mitzvah? I mean, we learned a million times, she's not chayv a carbon if the kid's not viable. Rav Shmuel asks on the Ramban, Devrayim tzarch biyor, da mefurish b'masnis, and the Baalah, if you live with her, v'achach yipila, p'tura min ha-carbon, and you're not chayv eishasach, and like we were dealing in Reish Lakish, even though you're not mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, you're not chayv for eishasach. Must be, since there's Zika after the kid is miscarried, that patters you from the Chiyav Eishasach. Like Toysus' analogy, a Yavam that lived with Yavimtai, Yavam was a Ketana. So it seems like Legabe Yibam, the Eishasach is there, but not for anything else. So let's read the words. It says Rabbi Shmuel, Nira de'en kavanas harajah Ramban de'esh kandin ervas Eishasach. He says, I don't believe that by mu'beres the woman is considered an Eishasach. El ikr kavanasam. The main kavan of the Rishonim is l'chalik bein nidon didan v'chay ve'lav v'asei, to differentiate between a muberes and chay ve'lav v'asei. The b'chay ve'lav v'asei, there's no p'tur midine yibum. You're not p'tur from yibum. There's a side reason that you're not oyla l'yibum because of the iser. Even though if you would do yibum, you would not be koina. There's an Isser that's stopping it. It's not Hilchas Yibam that's stopping it. And therefore we don't say Kol She'en Oilim Ein Ala Chalitza. But by Me'uberes, the Ptur is Dine Yibam. The Torah says, I ain't all of. I ain't all of means if she's pregnant, that's a Yibam stopper. So if you don't know if she has children, she's not considered Isha She'en Labanim. She doesn't have a Din Yibam. Now, it's not a complete Ptur, because she's Zakuk for afterwards. But right now, it's a Yibam Dika Ptur. And you should say Kol She'en Oilim Ein Ala Chalitza, even though if she miscarries, you'll be Oilal Yibam. Ma She'en Ken Chai Ve'Lai Va'Aseh, it's not a Yibam Dika Ptur, it's a Ptur because of the Isser. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we have what to think about. Just to summarize, again, the question is, the Gemara in Lamed Vav says that if the Bia doesn't work, the Chalitza shouldn't work. And the Achroinim ask, what do you mean? Chai ve'lava aseh, you can't do Yibam, you can do Chalitza. So Rav Chanan gives an answer that the din of Kol She'en Oilim Yibam Ein Ala Chalitza by Mu'uberes is that when there is a Zika and you can't activate upon it, then that destroys the Chalitza, as opposed to Chai ve'lava aseh, where there's no Zika for Yibam, so then there could be Zika for Chalitza. The Rishonim say a little differently. The Rishonim say the distinction is, by Chai ve'lava aseh, it's not a Ptur in the Yibam, it's a Isser that's stopping it, so it doesn't affect the Chalitza, as opposed to Mu'beres is a Yibam Dika Ptur, so that will affect the Chalitza as well. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thanks for joining. Tomorrow night, 8:30, regular Parsha Shir. There's also a 7:45 Shir on Inyani Tu B'Shvat. Thanks everyone for joining. Have a great night. Shkayach.
Thank you. Happy night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.